Oh, he's done dead.
Okay. You say, talking about it, saying a situation like that, to be careful,
I don't know, right?
Well, say if the corn seems a little short this year, you'd say, at this time of year, the corn, to be taller than that, the corn?
Should be taller.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, to be taller?
Where to be?
Do you ever say it, you might tell someone you're not doing what you
should?
Or using another word besides should. You're not doing what you
ought to do.
Okay. Do you ever say, do you ever say, in a situation like that, he belongs to be careful? You ever heard that around here?
I don't think so. Not in that term.
Okay. And, say if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or another way of saying that? Using the word ought, you'd say, I bet he did something he
ought not to do.
Okay. And you might say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just do it. I just
can't. Refuse to do it.
Okay, but if you refuse, you might say someone asks you, will you do that? You say, no,
I can't.
Or, I can, but I
won't.
Okay. And say if someone asks you if you're able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure I can do it or not. I'm not sure, but
I'll try.
Or I might.
I might do it.
Huh?
I might do it.
Or if you're not sure whether you're able to, you might say, I'm not sure, but I'm I might
try.
Okay. Do you ever say I might could do it?
Sometimes. I might could do it.
Okay. And talking about kinds of animals, the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
No, that would be an owl.
Okay. Are there different kinds of owls?
Yeah. There's a lot of them. There's the screech owl, which I've heard people say, listen to that screech owl. Have you heard one? Do you know the difference in them? In the owls?
I think one's supposed to be, there's one small one. I think
that's the screech owl.
Uh-huh.
That kind of squeals.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a big owl that's called a horn owl.
Uh-huh.
And you hear them in the river when you're fishing and the tide is a certain way, and if the tide starts to come in, you hear that owl holler.
Mm-hmm.
You'll holler 2-3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell every time when the tide's fixing to rise or fall by that owl.
Any other kinds of owls?
Well, I've heard that people would say that's a chicken owl. Now, I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
But there must be 2 or 3 different kinds.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of
the
hoot owl?
Yeah.
Is that the same as the horn owl?
I think it is. They grow to be a great big thing when they're on a limb. They're about like this.
About 90?
They're sitting up there on a limb.
Uh-huh.
And got 2 little old horns that sticks up there.
Uh-huh.
Some people call them horn owls, some call them hoot owls.